You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
For most things, most people set out with good intentions, wonderful visions, and a desire for a better life for themselves and for others. Our moms started that dinner with good intentions. But maybe that pot overboiled and burned what was inside. She didn't set out to do that, but it happened. Scientists desired a better bee that could produce more honey. So they genetically crossed the docile honeybee with an African bee and ended up with an aggressive killer bee. I'll even give the fathers of communism a bit of leeway here. Marx and Lenin. They promoted an economic structure that, at least in their minds, was fair to all people. I doubt that they really saw that it was one that enforced poverty and oppression in their godless systems. It seems that so many great efforts go so incredibly wrong. We can all remember things in our personal lives that fit this pattern. There was that science experiment in high school that went horribly wrong. Inevitably, it did so when the teacher was watching. There was that first date that was so meticulously planned, but ended up a total miss. Or that special project at work that began with such promise and proved itself unsuccessful when it was implemented. Think of the Titanic. What happens through life is that we end up realizing that we are imperfect people living in an imperfect world. Our nation has much that is good about it, but there are some things that are bad. The same is true about any government, its systems and programs, even the people in it. And if we were honest with ourselves, we would see that there is both good and bad in us individually and collectively. Everywhere we look, there is this strange mixture of what is right and what is wrong, of what is good and what is bad. The world of literature and art is full of such stories. Yet the great writers and novelists and poets give us no ultimate answer as to the problem of evil. The only thing they can do is to help us deal with some of the problems. The Bible, for example, tells us that Lucifer was one of the greatest of all of God's angels. Even his name showed that. Light bearer is his name. Lucifer bore God's own light, and yet he became the prince of darkness. We know the reason. Lucifer put his own will before that of God's will. He refused to obey God. He opted to go his own way. He defied God. But the mystery is, why did he do that? As followers of Jesus Christ, what do we do with the problem of evil? That's the question raised in today's readings. And it is a big problem to even try and answer. Just exactly what do we do when it comes to ridding our world and ourselves of evil. Our first reading and the gospel suggest that we deal with evil as God deals with it, with patience and forbearance. Evil will eventually reveal itself, and evil will eventually suffer the consequences that it brings down upon itself. Sin brings with it its own suffering and punishment. Think of any sin that we know of. We can point out the consequences and the suffering that have come along with it. But consider the parable of the weeds when Jesus was asked where the weeds came from. He replied, "An enemy has done this." No long-winded explanation of who or why. Jesus just gives us a fact and reality. To take a realistic view of life, we simply must begin with the facts. Evil exists, and it comes from people who, of their own free will, have chosen to defy God in small ways and in large ways. In our world, things are not as they ought to be, but things are quite apart from what God intended them to be. The price of our free will is terribly costly. Not to us, though, but to God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had to pay that price. So why doesn't God pull up all the weeds of the enemy? Why doesn't God come with hellfire and brimstone and blast evil off the face of the earth? Consider today's parable when Jesus speaks of the weeds as darnel. In the beginning of the growing process, darnel looks just like wheat. It's only as harvest time approaches that the difference between the two become apparent. And suppose God did come blasting away with that hellfire. What would happen to each and every one of us? Honestly, are not each of us a mixture of good and evil? Wouldn't we therefore be caught up in that firestorm of destruction? There's no quick, easy fix or solution to the problem of evil. Patience and forbearance are necessary, and to have patience and forbearance, it is necessary to have faith. This is what Jesus is calling us to have faith in His Heavenly Father's ultimate ways of dealing with us and with our world. We have to believe in God's great goodness and believe in His love for all that is good in our world. That's exactly the faith that Jesus had when He suffered His passion and as He hung dying on the cross. The evil one tempted Jesus to despair and tempted Jesus to join him. But Jesus remained steadfast so that the Father could harvest the good wheat and burn the darnel. Yes, it is a strange world in which we live. But at the same time, it is a beautiful world filled with amazing stories of faith and courage and love. The miracle is that goodness and love have survived evil's onslaught, just as Jesus Christ did. For It is only through him and with him and in him that we too can survive.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.